This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow on Sunday recorded the worst daily coronavirus death toll so far for any Russian city as countries across the Asia-Pacific region extend or reimpose restrictions to tackle fresh waves of infections. The pandemic has now killed close to 4 million people across the world, but vaccination drives have brought down infection numbers in many wealthy countries, though the Delta strain of the virus remains a concern. The variant is now in 85 countries and is the most contagious of any COVID-19 strain identified, according to the World Health Organization. Still, in much of Europe and the United States, curbs on daily life are easing as vaccination rates increase, while Russia grapples with a third deadly wave. The Russian capital on Sunday recorded 144 COVID-19 deaths in the last 24 hours, a day after St. Petersburg set the previous high figure. The country as a whole has seen an explosion of new infections since mid-June, driven by the Delta variant. The dramatic rise in cases comes as officials in Moscow are pushing vaccine-skeptical Russians to get inoculated after lifting most antivirus restrictions late last year. The Delta variant is also feeding fresh outbreaks in Southeast Asia and Australia, where authorities have brought back or prolonged restrictions. More than 5 million Sydney residents endured their first full day of two-week lockdown Sunday to contain an outbreak of the strain. Thailand will, from Monday, reimpose restrictions on restaurants, construction sites, and gatherings in the capital, Bangkok, as it tries to contain a wave of infections. In neighboring Malaysia, the prime minister announced that a nationwide lockdown in place for about a month already will continue, and he gave no date for the lifting of restrictions. This is VOA News. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have reportedly been found at a bus stop in Britain. The BBC reported Sunday the papers include plans about a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. They also included discussion about potential Russian reaction to a British warship's travel through the waters off the Crimea coast last week. The broadcaster said a member of the public who wants to remain unnamed contacted the BBC when they found the documents Tuesday in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent, southeast of London. The Ministry of Defense says an employee had reported the loss of documents last week and an investigation has been launched. The search continues for bodies and possible survivors in the collapse of a condo tower near Miami. Officials say the death toll has reached five, and late Saturday they identified four of those killed. More than 150 remain unaccounted for. One family was able to find some mementos from a grandmother who lived on the sixth floor of a building. They found a photo of the 92-year-old in the rubble along with a birthday card. She is still missing. The family says they still have hope. They're among dozens of families awaiting word on loved ones. Officials don't know what caused the Florida beachside condo tower to suddenly collapse, but experts are closely examining a 2018 report that identified numerous issues with the building, including major structural damage to a concrete slab below the pool deck that need to be extensively repaired. The report was among a series of documents released by the city of Surfside, Florida. While the engineering report did not warn of imminent danger from the damage, it did note the need for costly repairs to fix issues. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi arrived in Baghdad on Sunday, becoming the first Egyptian head of state to travel to Iraq in decades. Sisi's visit to Iraq is part of a summit between Egypt, Jordan, and Iraq, the fourth round of talks meant to strengthen security, economic, trade, and investment cooperation between the three Arab countries. The United States has been urging Iraq to boost ties with Arab nations to counter the Iranian influence in the country. Sisi's visit is the first by an Egyptian president since Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait in 1990, the former Iraqi president, causing a conflict that ruptured diplomatic ties between Iraq and Egypt. But relations have improved in recent years, with many senior officials from both countries exchanging visits. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.